Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As'ad Allah ayyamukum. Congratulations. Today is the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, the anniversary of the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. We remember this great lady. And with me to talk about this occasion is my brother Sheikh Muhammad. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for joining.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. As'ad Allah ayyamukum. Thank you very much for having me.
So it was an honor and a pleasure. Now, Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, the daughter of Fatima al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, has a place in the hearts of all believers.
Yes.
And that is pretty much, it really goes back to Karbala. Whenever you talk about Zainab, you talk about Karbala. Now, those catastrophe days, I hope that you're not going to take us to those days of mourning and those sour days, actually, remembering those sour days. What do you have for us about Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam?
Talking about the life of Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha is very difficult because of this life and this journey that she took is filled with many difficulties and also with some moments of joy and moments of happiness. The day Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha was born in the year of 5 or 6 of Hijri, in the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Well, you imagine that area and that time, the most praised and the most generous and benevolent beings that God has ever created was living at that time. The Holy Prophet, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah alayhi, her mother Fatima al-Zahra, her brothers and sisters.
Of course, 5 to 6 in the Hijri calendar. So Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam was born during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Was it at the beginning or at the end of the life of the Prophet?
It was like at the end, because the life of the Prophet ends in the year, in the 10th year.
So she was years old when he passed away.
4 or 5 years old. So the first thing to know about the life of Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi is the fact that she has been born in such greatest place that anyone could have ever been born, right? When we were talking about the education, when we were talking about the process of learning, how your personality is going to be shaped, we always look around and see what is the family that you have been born, what are the friends that you have had relationship with, right? About this daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, which has faced and has lived with 7 infallible figures. The Holy Prophet up to Imam Baqir salawatullah alayhi, right? So these 7 people have been the rivers of knowledge. They have been the oceans of infallibility and knowledge and holy divine scholar understanding from God, right? So living in that
environment, that holy environment.
That environment, before you know, elaborating on the details, before going to the history narrations, it tells us that this person is going to be absolutely a special figure in Islam, right?
At least like the final cause, but at least like how we state in philosophy, al-muqtadi. Mm-hmm. Which is like the reason, a reason where she could be one of the greatest figures ever because of the environment and the capability that she has.
Yes, and these kind of environment is not put for everyone. It is not something to take for granted, right? It is a gift.
It's a blessing.
It is a blessing that God gives to only special people. So through the history, we see that the teachings of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and her mother Fatima al-Zahra salawatullah alayha. So these two people who are the best teachers in the world, and these are, imagine that these are your teachers. You see how they live, how they act, and upon seeing them, your personality is forged. Because in the when we talk about, you know, these kind of personality issues and how people act, one very important element is how people act around you, not just talking to you. For example, raising a child has many difficulties, and a lot of times parents come and ask that our children do not become what we want. We have talked to them so much, but they are acting the opposite way. What is the problem? The problem is in the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Like Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam says, if you want to put yourself ahead of some people so they follow you and they see you follow what you do, you should start with yourself. First, you should act pious. You should practice being pious yourself. And then you can have a good effect on other people and they will follow your word afterwards.
So to be a role model, pretty much you have to engage and be attributed with what you want to affect with
yes.
other people.
Yes, and you should start with yourself.
Now, unfortunately, I cut you off right there, Sheikh. I'm very sorry.
It's all right.
Now, we have to take a short break. Brothers and sisters, we will be back. So please stay tuned. Thank you very much.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. O Allah, be for your representative, the Hujjah, son of Al-Hasan. Your blessings be on him and his forefathers, in this hour and in every hour. A guardian, a protector, a leader, a helper, a proof, and an eye, until you make him live on the earth in obedience to you and cause him to live in it for a long time.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Thank you guys for rejoining us. We were talking with Sheikh Muhammad about the anniversary or the remembrance of the anniversary of the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. And we were talking about the life and we were talking about the environment that she was living in and how that helps a person reach or become a significant figure in Islam or significant figure any manner
yes.
you state. Now, we stopped you when you were talking about a role model. To be a true role model, he has to believe and act and attribute himself to what he wants to other people to act upon.
Yes.
And that's where we cut you off, Sheikh.
Thank you. So at the end, we came to the fact that the role model of Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha was two of the best teachers in the world, right? Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and Fatima al-Zahra. Now, why do I do this? Because afterwards, I'm going to go through the narrations from Imam Hassan alayhi salam, from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, which they talk about the standing of Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha in terms of knowledge and in terms of having divine relationships.
Her characteristics, her status, her
yes.
The high levels that she has.
These, which it blows the mind because some adjectives and some characteristics have been attributed to Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha, which we only seems, apparently we only see in infallible imams. For example, Imam Hassan sallallahu alayhi tells his sister that you are from the tree of prophethood. Mm-hmm. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says to Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Of course, just adding upon that saying, I don't think that even the sons of the imams, for example, the brothers of Imam Sadiq, the brothers of Imam Kadhim, not all of them have been attributed
no.
to the tree of the prophecy.
No, they have
even
not
Even though
been.
They are the sons of,
yes.
of the, you know, the progeny of the prophet, yet they were not called the sons of the prophets.
Yes.
I think that the tree of the prophecy is something different to being the
something
son.
Something different. It's a special description because it means that afterwards, which I'm going to interpret, it means that you have a connection with the prophet, a knowledge-based connection. Because knowledge, either you need to learn it or you receive it from God, divine knowledge.
Could we say that, for example, how we have it in the sayings that they are one light, for example, that light that is the reason and the cause of the knowledge that they have, the infallibility, I don't want to say infallibility now. I want to say, for example, the knowledge, the wisdom that they have that was gained mm-hmm. by Allah, that was given by Allah subhanahu
yes.
wa ta'ala, was because of this light that they contained in themselves.
Yes, absolutely. One of the reasons, one of the aspects to look at this topic is this light that they have been created by all of them altogether. So Imam Sajjad sallallahu alayhi tells his sister that anta bihamdillah alimatun ghayra muallim. right? What does this mean? It's a very special word by Imam alayhi salam because it's infallible Imam and knows everything, right? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Alhamdulillah that you are knowledgeable, not like an ordinary knowledge to go sit down and learn from other people, from a teacher. No, God has bestowed this divine knowledge. And what that means, only when we look at female figures, especially female figures in Islam, Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alayha has been like this. And after that, her daughter, Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha. Now, this relationship, I talked so much about the role model, I talked about the area and environment that you are born in, how it can affect your personality, and how it can affect the figure that you are going to be in the future. I wanted to come to this fact that the teachings of Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam and the words of Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alayha and also the brother of Zainab al-Kubra, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein sallallahu alayhi, both of them, they were so influential. Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alayha taught her daughter to have this holy relationship, to have this divine relationship with God, right? And this is not a normal thing which people with ordinary capacities be able to, you know, withstand. So it means that Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha from the beginning had this capacity, and God bestowed and paved the way for her to make it possible. So we see afterwards in the life of Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha that so much difficulty, right, and hardship is going to start to come her way. Now this tells us two things, because in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, one fact is emphasized, and that's the fact that the more difficulty you bear and withstand, it means as a mu'min,
The stronger your iman is. كُلَّمَا زَادَ الْمَرْءُ إِيمَانًا زَادَ ابْتِلَاءً
وَبَلَاءً. Or al-bala'u lil-wala, right?
Catastrophes are for belief.
Yes, for the believers, right? So the next element which I'm going to talk about is this capacity that Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi had to withstand, to tolerate, to hold and endure this much of difficulty and hardship. And did she know it? Well, it seems yes. There are some narrations from the Holy Prophet that talks to Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha. And, you know, one night, Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha says that I was sleeping and I saw a dream. I came to the Holy Prophet to talk about the dream, to tell him, and also I wanted him to interpret it for me and tell me what it means. The dream has been like this. She says that I found myself in an area, and I saw a very strong and dark wind blowing. So it blew and the world got dark and twisted. So I looked around, I saw a strong tree. I relied on the tree, I clinched on the tree. The tree broke, I clinched on one of the branches. Then the branch broke also. The other branch up to four branches. Then the last one also broke. And I found myself with no support and protect. So then the dream ended. So afterwards, after the Holy Prophet hears this story from her daughter, cries so much. And after that, the Holy Prophet says that this strong tree is me. And the first branch after the tree broke is your father, Amir al-Mu'minin. After that, the next branch is your mother, Fatima al-Zahra. And the last two branches are two of your brothers, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this dream that you envisioned talks about severe difficulties that you are going to
go through
in this world. It's going to be very difficult for you, and you have some people to cling to, you have some people to seek refuge and protection under, but you lose all of them.
So you pretty much just ended us on a sour note. Thank you very much, Sheikhna, for your beautiful words.
Thank you.
That's pretty much Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. Whenever you remember her, it's always there. It's always the thought of the catastrophes and the hardship that she went through. Brothers and sisters, unfortunately, our time has finished. Please join us again on another Light Upon Light. And until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.